U.S. attorneys for southwestern border districts charge more than 1,300 illegal aliens. Texas border business, U.S. Department of Justice. Since the inauguration of President Trump, the Department of Justice is playing a critical role in Operation Take Back America, a nationwide initiative to repel the invasion of illegal immigration, achieve total elimination of cartels and transnational criminal organizations, TCOs, and protect our communities from perpetrators of violent crime. Operation Take Back America streamlines efforts and resources from the department's Organized Crime Drug Enforcement Task Forces, OCDETFs, and Project Safe Neighborhood, PSN. Last week, the U.S. attorneys for Arizona, Central California, Southern California, New Mexico, Southern Texas, and Western Texas charged more than 1,300 defendants with criminal violations of U.S. immigration laws. The Southern District of Texas filed 256 cases in matters aimed at securing the southern border. As part of the cases, 83 face allegations of illegally re-entering the country. The majority have prior felony convictions for narcotics, firearms, sexual or violent offenses, prior immigration crimes, and more. A total of 160 people face charges of illegally entering the country, while 13 cases allege various instances of human smuggling, with the remainder involving other immigration-related crimes. The Western District of Texas filed 352 new immigration and immigration-related criminal cases. Among the new cases, David Weisteris Villalobos and Yilber Gabriel Caldera Espinoza were arrested by the San Antonio Police Department during an April 22 traffic stop. Both were identified as Venezuelan nationals unlawfully present in the United States. Weisteris Villalobos was in possession of a .40 caliber pistol with a loaded magazine and one chambered round. Caldera Espinoza admitted the pistol was his. Weisteris Villalobos and Caldera Espinoza are each charged with one count of illegal alien in possession of a firearm and, if convicted, face up to 10 years in federal prison. The District of Arizona brought immigration-related criminal charges against 287 defendants. Specifically, the United States filed 107 cases in which aliens illegally re-entered the United States, and the United States also charged 156 aliens for illegally entering the United States. In its ongoing effort to deter unlawful immigration, the United States filed 21 cases against 24 individuals responsible for smuggling illegal aliens into and within the District of Arizona. The Southern District of California filed 124 border-related cases this week, including charges of assault on a federal officer, bringing in aliens for financial gain, re-entering the U.S. after deportation, and importation of controlled substances. A sample of border-related arrests this week: on April 27, Emma Alejandra Medina, a U.S. citizen, was arrested and charged with attempted bringing in aliens for financial gain. According to a complaint, Medina was captain of a boat that was transporting 8 undocumented immigrants on San Diego Bay. On April 26, Jorge Alexandro Telez, a U.S. citizen, was arrested and charged with attempting to cross the border in a vehicle with 286 pounds of methamphetamine concealed in all four doors, the seats, the spare tire, the tailgate, and in multiple tool bags located inside the vehicle. The Central District of California this week criminally charged 45 defendants who allegedly illegally re-entered the United States following removal, bringing the total number of defendants charged with this crime since January 20 of this year to 347, a year-over-year increase of 3,755%, the Justice Department announced today. The defendants charged were previously convicted of felonies before they were removed from the United States, offenses that include attempted burglary and forgery. Since the change in administration this year, federal prosecutors in the 7-county central district, which includes Los Angeles, have aggressively pursued criminal illegal aliens. In comparison, federal prosecutors in 2024 charged a total of 9 defendants with Title 8 United States Code Section 1326 illegal reentry following removal. In 2023, the office charged 8 such defendants. The District of New Mexico announced its immigration enforcement statistics. These cases are prosecuted in partnership with the El Paso sector of the U.S. Border Patrol, along with Homeland Security Investigations El Paso, and assistance from other federal, state, and county agencies. The United States Attorney's Office brought the following criminal charges in New Mexico. 79 individuals were charged this week with illegal reentry after deportation. 8 U.S.C. 1326, 11 individuals were charged this week with alien smuggling. 8 U.S.C. 1324, 12 individuals were charged this week with illegal entry. 8 U.S.C. 1325, and 130 individuals were charged this week with illegal entry. 8 U.S.C. 1325, and 50 U.S.C. 797, violation of a military security regulation, arising from the newly established National Defense Area in New Mexico. We are grateful for the hard work of our border prosecutors in bringing these cases and helping to make our border safe again. Updated May 6, 2025.